I wonder what it is that you most like about Christmas. For me, it includes putting up my Christmas decorations as early as I can get away with, singing carols, and even though it does get incredibly busy, I love all of the events that we put on here. And I also have to admit that I adore opening presents that are under the tree. And then, of course, on Christmas Day, I love hosting, I love the hospitality, I love all the food and everything else that goes with that day. A couple of weeks ago, we took a camera out into different groups that we run here and out into Thornhill, and we wanted to ask people what they love about Christmas and what their best gift would be.
It's the time off work and spending time with the family.
One of my favourite things is probably the food.
Just the family time.
Not a lot. It's a good excuse to get merry.
I love the excitement of Christmas, the build up to Christmas.
Family. Seeing family and friends.
Well, people are friendly. It's one day a year where nobody's obnoxious, you know.
Nothing at the moment.
It's a celebration of Jesus' birth.
I'm not very keen on Christmas. I think I'm more of a bar humbug.
A car?
I'd say probably go abroad with all the family. Just have really nice family time.
Peace in Ukraine.
Being able to plan and give my children everything that they would want from a Christmas to make it the best and their happiest Christmas ever.
A whole basket full of cats.
Win the lottery. Oh, I'm a tip front teeth.
Cat, my kids home.
Health for my family.
Photographs of the family.
There would be no sickness or poverty.
I like more peace.
Like a nice day out or a spa day or something like that.
For all my family and people I know to be healthy and happy.
Maybe you've recognised your Christmas in some of those responses, things that just make Christmas for us. But in all of our preparations, do you ever get to the end of Christmas Day and look at the piles of wrapping paper and the party popper streamers all over the place, the empty bottles of wine and maybe half-eaten mince pies? Do you ever get to the end of the day and you've already looked at your presents and you've thought, keep, and eBay on Boxing Day? Do you ever get to the end of Christmas Day and catch yourself wondering, is that it? Or is there more to Christmas than this? Even if you got every gift that you wanted and needed, and you'd been able to give every gift, the very best to your loved ones, I wonder, would that be enough? Or would you be left asking this question, is there more to Christmas than this? And what about the people that we share Christmas with? Or is there something else that might make Christmas a little more special this year? Again, we went into our groups and out into Thornhill, and here are some of the answers that people gave to those thoughts.
Maybe a really good Santa for the kids.
Have us present.
Or I can Mickey Flanagan with our right laugh.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. He just cracks me up.
I think it's probably got to be Mr. Christmas, Michael Bublé.
Probably one of my favourite authors, Karen Maitland.
Einstein or... So, one of the great thinkers.
I would probably choose Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
My mum to come and sit at the head of the table for one day.
total stranger from outside.
Probably one of the wise men.
You said to exclude family, but I would like to see my mum.
Jesus. I'd like Jeremy Corbyn.
My next door neighbour.
I would like to invite the man himself, Jesus. Lovemore. Probably for decorations. My daughter loves them.
Yeah. Because it's as special as it can be.
Existing.
Love you.
So yeah, it would be great to be able to have that little bit more time off work and to get the children into church a bit more and to get more into the Christmas spirit.
I'd love to be more relaxed and stress less about everything. I don't want to
open my doors and invite whoever was passing.
I'd like to see all my family together. Because they're all over the country. Let it snow.
Be more cheerful.
Yeah, not have to do all the dishes.
Absolutely brilliant. But even if our best guest joined us, even if we had the most laughs and the finest of conversations and the most precious memories going, I wonder, would we get to the end of Christmas and say, is there more to Christmas than this? And here we are at a carol service, maybe out of duty, maybe because it's tradition, maybe it's a celebration for you or an act of worship, maybe this is when Christmas starts for you. The choir's been great, we've sung our hearts out, the Bible readers have read so well, the church looks pretty. Tech, you've done a great job, you really have. We had a warm welcome when we arrived, and maybe you're also looking forward to a little bit of that mulled wine at the end of the service. It might feel really perfect, but even here tonight in church, might we dare to ask, is there more to Christmas than this? Mary is wide awake and she looks into the face of her newborn child and she can't take her eyes off him, her son. And somehow Mary knows he's more. Somehow Mary knows she's holding God. He doesn't look like God, because he's a baby. He doesn't sound like God. He has a helpless and piercing cry. He doesn't act like God. He's completely dependent on his mother for his well-being. But the Christian author Max Lucado says that's what Christmas is all about. Majesty in the midst of the mundane. Holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat. Divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable, through the womb of a teenager, and in the presence of a carpenter. You see, Christmas is where God was made flesh. That's what Christmas is about. Jesus making real to us God's forgiveness and his mercy and his grace. Jesus making real to us God's compassion, his kindness, his generosity and his wisdom. Jesus making real to us God's inclusiveness, his love of relationship and his desire for us to be in relationship with him. You see, Christmas is when God invaded the world in human form and he lived among us. But could Christmas be even more? What if Christmas isn't just about God living among us, but God living within us? What if Christmas is also about the Word being made flesh in and through our lives? This evening we've revisited the Christmas story, angels and shepherds and innkeepers and wise men, and they're crucial to the story as we know it. But what if they are God's invitation to us tonight? Could Christmas be God's invitation for us to be like the angels, speaking peace and good news into people's lives? Or maybe this is God's invitation for us to be like the innkeeper, people who find a way of saying yes to people in need. Might Christmas be God's invitation to find a way to go the extra mile like the wise men did? Shepherds lived on the margins of society. So what if God is inviting us to be like Mary and Joseph, including today's shepherds, in the story of our lives? Could this make Christmas more? You see, in a couple of days, Christmas will be over. And in a couple of weeks or so in time, all our decorations will be down and unwanted gifts will be returned to wherever. And Christmas will be over for another year. How can we make Christmas more? You see, those shepherds on the hills already believed in God. They might not have given him much thought or space in their lives, but they believed he was there. And then suddenly, they reached a turning point in their lives and they realized it wasn't just enough to believe he was there. They needed to get up and follow him. They needed to put their faith into action and get to know the God they already believed in. And perhaps this Christmas, you have reached a turning point in your life, in your faith. You might not have given this much thought from one year to the next. But if he's here, if he's there, if he wants to know you, if he came so that you could get to know him, then maybe this year is the year to put your faith into action and take the next step. Say yes to him this evening, or sign up and join our January Alpha course, because that's a way of exploring what that next step might mean. Maybe you're part of our online church and you're watching this evening. Is this Christmas the time to come in to the building? You've enjoyed doing church from a distance, but it's time to be part of something bigger rather than doing church home alone. If you've been part of this church family for a while, is this the Christmas to be more intentional in the way that you join in? What might God want to do with and through you in the coming year? I wonder, this year, tonight, how can we make Christmas more?